Broadcasting live from the beautiful Sheraton Imperial Hotel in Durham, North Carolina, it's the North Carolina Technology Association's State of Technology Conference. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Welcome back. It's Anne Revelle Petcher and Michael Lauer.
Getting super excited about this. I know we're just kind of gearing up and then just enough to stop and get ready for tomorrow, but I just can't wait to get into this next interview with Snap Yeti.
Are you kidding
me?
What a
name.
We're talking like Sasquatch land. If you are ever interested in like ultra big furry beasts, Snap Yeti is your app, right?
Yes.
And so I got Justin Beard here with me. This is his brainchild. This is your baby. This guy started Snap Yeti kind of in his basement, right? Not literally. But.
So I have to ask, I feel like this question is just staring me in the face. What the heck is this thing?
Well, the easiest way to explain it is everybody knows Groupon. So, you know, Groupon's a place where you can go and you can find really good deals and companies can host deals. Well, Snap Yeti is a place where people can go and they can find really awesome photo contests and companies can host really great photo contests to really kind of incentivize their customers to share photos around their product or service in a positive light.
And they get all this content they can use, right? So not only are they getting customer engagement, they can turn around with the product and reuse that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, people share over 1 billion photos every day, and that's up 50% from last year.
Yeah, I hear there's this thing called Instagram, too, that's kind of
I don't even, I haven't seen that one yet.
It's like photos or something.
Where is that?
I don't know.
Is that an app?
It's probably an app.
Is that an app?
So let's take one step at a time here. Tell everybody exactly how does it work?
Yeah, absolutely. So the way it works is somebody can go to Snap Yeti and they can find a lot of different photo contests.
So they go like on the web?
Yep, they can go to snapyeti.com. They can go to it on the web. They can go to it on their phone. It's actually not an app, so you don't have to download anything.
Oh, okay.
And so you go there and there's different contests and all kinds of different categories. And what people do is they enter a photo. They see a prize they want to win, and they enter a photo. And what they want to do is they want to get the most admirers, which are our term for vote. So what they do is they share their photo with all their friends on Facebook and Twitter and Pinterest, and their friends will actually come onto the site, and they will create an account and admire their friend's photo to help them win.
Uh-huh.
But then, so the top 10 snaps with the most admirers become finalists. And then the company gets to hand select the winner.
Gotcha.
So what happens is the winner gets the prize, but everybody else, just for entering the contest or admiring their friend's photo, the company can offer an awesome deal. So you can get 20, 30% off an entire site-wide order or 40% off a certain product. So that way everybody's a winner.
So you combining this love of sharing, taking and sharing photographs with the contest thing, which everybody loves, with the deep discount.
That's right.
Well, that's not too hard.
So if Groupon and Instagram had a little baby, and then the baby grew up to be a big hairy monster,
It would be Snap Yeti.
Exactly. That's what I was trying to get to.
So how long have you guys been around, Justin?
Let's see. So I came up with the idea and really decided to go with it in March of 2013. And then I just went around the whole North Carolina startup community and got a lot of help and found my team, which we started developing. And in September, we launched.
And then you got this great little cool little grant.
Oh, yeah. We won this little thing called the NC Idea Grant.
Oh, man. That means you are like one of the rockin'est companies
in the state. I guess it does mean we're one of the rockin'est companies out there. So what happened was in September, we launched. And in January, we already had about 3,000 users. And we entered this grant, this competition, and 131 companies applied, and we were trying to compete for $50,000, which was, to a startup, just a life-changing type of thing.
Getting capital is just huge for a startup.
Yeah.
I thought it's so challenging.
It definitely is.
Well, and that's like gift capital.
It's like free money.
Nobody's taking a seat on the board or anything like that right?
Well, actually, it's better than just the money, so when we won the grant, we beat out most of the other companies. Four other companies, really cool companies, won the grant as well.
Yeah.
We were the only social media company, so we're kind of one of the top high-potential social media startups in the state. We also got a lot of really good services from different companies that really helped us out.
I got to know how you even thought of this idea.
Well, see, that's one of my favorite things. So I started a company with my dad in 2005, right when I got out of college. And it was an absolute blast. I got to work next to my dad and with him for a long time. And we were creating online communities for schools and nonprofits. And
oh,
it
wow,
was
cool.
Yeah, it was...
What was that called?
It was called ICANN. Ah, and it was a way to connect students with alumni and local business people. And content so they could really figure out how to relate what they're learning in the classroom to the real world.
Sure.
And I just learned a lot from that, and I knew that when I had another idea that I was going to be ready to roll with it. And so the idea came for Snap Yeti. I was living in the mountains in a little log cabin on top of Cataluchi Ranch.
Man.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Like coming from Wilmington, that's a big deal.
Yeah, it was a one-bedroom thing. I was cutting wood every day. It was
seriously?
Pretty intense.
Wow.
Yeah, it was serious.
Why?
Because I...
You wanted to be a Yeti when you grew up.
I guess I wanted to be a Yeti. I thought...
Did you grow a massive beard?
Oh, super huge
oh,
beard.
Oh, man, you should
see it. Looks like you could
super
a beard.
Huge beard. My last name is Beard. I had to grow a beard.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a
given. Had to.
Stupid question. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
Moving forward.
That's all right. So I was taking photos. It was beautiful. There's a horse ranch and a ski slope up there. And one day, my landlord, I was putting him on Facebook, not professional, just for my phone.
Sure.
And my landlord asked if she could use two of those photos in exchange for two ski lift tickets and two dinners at the lodge.
Wow.
And I was kind of broke, and I said, yes.
Yeah.
Like, anybody listening to this would have
just
said.
Just two? I got great ones. I got better ones.
Yeah, no, I've got more. So, but that was really kind of an aha moment, and I wanted to create a place where that kind of thing could happen all the time. So I thought a photo contest would be the perfect way to do that. And I looked around, and while companies were hosting photo contests, they were really doing it on their Facebook page or they were pushing it out through
email.
They're
all one-offs, right?
Yeah, they're all one-offs. So I looked around. There was no one single place where companies were hosting contests.
Right.
Or where people could just go just to find contests. And that was a huge missed opportunity. So I figured, all right, well, why not us? Why don't we build that? And then I figured, you know, if there's going to be a lot of contests, well, most of the time people aren't going to win. How do they come back?
Mm-hmm.
And so I figured if the company could offer them a deal just for entering or admiring a contest, then, you know, everybody's
more eyeballs is more eyeballs.
Yeah, so that's how it came about.
You know, I can speak to this a little bit. I did video production in college, and my sister did also. And so we always, you know, looking for contests and stuff like that for pictures. But it was hard to find the right ones because then you got to go to the individual site. You got to search contests. I mean, it's like half the battle was just finding the contest. And so given that place for people to go and interact with companies on that level that they already like, I mean, that's a huge thing for companies, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So, you know, I'm thinking here, Justin, you know, you're here at the NCTA conference and you get to present tomorrow as one of the spotlighted startups,
yes.
For mobile companies. Getting in front of the right people is probably three quarters of the objective for what you have to do to get your company to the next level. Is that right?
I mean, I could walk around the corner in 30 seconds and meet somebody that could change the course of the company forever. So you always have to take opportunities. I'm so thrilled that that NCTA picked us as one of the top eight breakout mobile companies because it gives us some validation. It gets us in front of people like we're about to be in front of tomorrow. Like, I get to stand up in front of 550 people and pitch my company in 6 minutes. And I'm excited about that. No, I'm ready to rock it out.
All right, I can tell you. That's awesome.
I'm ready to rock it out.
Yeah, no kidding. So given that role, what kinds of people are you looking to meet right now outside of people who are going to fund your company?
Right. So definitely looking for people to fund. But more importantly right now, what I'm looking to do is to find different customers. I'm looking to find companies that want to create photo contests to engage their customers, and that's really what I'm trying to do.
So you're trying to get in front of the customers and get them kind of cracking, because if you can build that base, then companies are just going to fall in line.
Yeah, especially right now, the key is, you know, the larger companies that we can bring on, the faster we can bring on users, and the more users and the faster we can bring that on, then the more value we have to the smaller companies. So being able to get in front of NCTA members, you know, there's some really big names here, really big companies, and we just want to show them Snap Yeti and how it can really benefit their company. And this is a good opportunity.
Right. Well, and here's the cool part, too, with this is I know it's like a lot of people, especially in this arena, the CEOs, and they may want it for their company. But if nothing else, I mean, they may want to use it to be a contestant, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, it's, you're hitting that from both fronts. And if you can get them to kind of start doing it, too. I mean, this is kind of a really cool, because, I mean, social engagement is just taking over the entire world, right? Especially with the mobile technology and the accessibility for people to get involved. For you guys to capitalize on this is a huge, like, quantum leap.
And absolutely.
So how do people find it and get it? Like, okay, I'm not going to lie. I was just trying to find it and download it.
Right.
And I couldn't find it. So how do I – is it an app? Is it like a is it an internet?
So just, it's not an app.
Okay.
So the way people find out about it is one of two ways. So first off, when a company creates the contest, they have a URL that they can to the contest that they can share on any of their social networks. So what happens is they'll share the link, like, hey, enter our contest here on Facebook or Twitter or Pinterest or wherever they want, or in email. And so that's the first level of how people find out about Snap Yeti. So what they'll do is they'll click on the link, they'll go to it, they'll see that company's offering an awesome prize, and they'll want to win it. So they upload a photo. But the nice thing about this is, for them to win, they want to get the most number of admirers, so they want
right.
all their friends to come see it. So they share that link to all of their friends on Facebook and Twitter and Pinterest. And so every time somebody shares a photo submission, we get about 18 people to come to the site and see that, and about 1.8 new people will actually create an account to admire it. So a lot of times people either see it from the company that's hosting it, but the vast majority of people find out about Snap Yeti by looking at their newsfeed and seeing their friends are competing
tweeting,
for a prize.
Right.
Right, so that's how they find
out. So I already know about Snap Yeti, right? But I don't know about any contests. Can I go to Snap Yeti and find contests?
Oh, yeah, that's what Snap Yeti is. It's right,
right
on the front page. So we have featured contest, and then we'll have contest. Like right now we have a pet selfie contest going on.
That's funny.
Oh, yeah, pet selfie's awesome. We've got the ultimate golf swing, which wins some really cool golf gear. We've got spring foliage. The winner of that gets a camping hammock. There are tons of contests on the site.
I'm so going to start doing this.
Oh,
this
totally.
Awesome,
you got
man.
To, man. Yeah, get snapping.
Cool.
What are you doing?
I don't know what I've been doing with my
life. Wake up.
You guys are both about to enter this sort of wedding stage of your life. Both of you are
yes.
just engaged.
You're an idiot also?
What? It's the best.
No, I'm on air and I love my fiance.
There you go. There you go. When are you getting married?
October 4th.
All right. I'm
in Wilmington, my favorite place
cool.
in the world.
I'm
yeah,
nine
absolutely.
Days out, man.
Ooh, you're
yeah,
right around
it's
the corner.
Coming up.
Oh, man, I'm sure you're picking out all your flower arrangements and everything
Dude,
right now.
My bouquet
How's that going?
Is
going
to be gorgeous.
Oh, I can't wait. I bet. You got to send me a snap of that.
I will, man.
I'll create a snap fest for you.
I think we need to have a groom snap fest.
Oh, yeah. Ultimate
Come on.
Grooms.
Let's get out
groom,
there. And
groom duck face.
Groom duck face. Actually, we're going to roll out a duck face contest next
man.
Week. Best duck face. Winner gets a Burt's Bees package to
That's
keep those
funny.
Beautiful puckers looking
That's
right.
That's cool, man. So where can people go to learn more about Snap Yeti?
SnapYeti.com.
And that's where you can find everything.
Yep, Facebook.
Is there an app in the future?
Not right now. Maybe in the future. But the biggest thing is people find out about it just when they're scrolling on Facebook on their phone. And they come to the site. And the nice thing is they don't have to download an app to actually be able to participate. So it works really well on mobile. So in the future, we'll have apps.
Yeah, you already have that kind of process, and you kind of know how to make that a little more fine-tuned.
Right.
Cool. It was great hanging out with you, Justin.
Hey, thank you all very much. Appreciate the opportunity. Thank you, Encita.
Okay.
Shake and bake.
All right. Until the next time, this is Michael and Ann.